Welcome, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world, live or on the replay. We are here at day number 6 of our Tibetan Karma. And I really want to congratulate you for your diligent work and for making it here. And it is it's quite an interesting experience to have observed your progress, have observed the different stages that we are all going through. And, quite an incredible awakening that we are all experiencing. We're going to begin today from a sitting posture, so if you have that chair with a straight back, again, not a bed or a couch or not even the floor, but literally a chair. If you could have a seat at that chair in a very relaxed, comfortable way, just place yourself deep inside that chair, your hands facing down on your knees in a comfortable position, and your eyes are closed. I'm going to give you some time to prepare. And for those who are ready, and as soon as you are ready, let's begin with the air element. Listening to our breath. As we are breathing in, noticing the air coming through the nostrils, as we are breathing out, noticing the rising and the falling of the abdomen area. I'm like a scientist in a laboratory watching the states of liquid change into gas as you warm up the water, change back in the liquid, as you cool it down and then you become solid. Different states. Just watching. None of those states are better or worse. I was just watching the change of matter. Very similar way. Very soon we will become a little bit more of an expert in watching our own mind change into matter in the body. And then back matter into the mind. And this is really what is happening as we begin observing and noticing. Continue paying attention to the breath. To the air. Right now we are using one of the four stages. As we gave the internal command to the body, I want to observe the air element. I want to receive a lot of energy and observe the air, wind element in my body. Actually say that command internally. I want to receive a lot of energy and observe the air element in my body. And again, pay attention to the breathing. As you sound the inner command, I would like you to be also aware that when you would connect, and the Tibetan formula for air and wind element includes in itself also a hand mudra, and I wouldn't be surprised if when you would connect, that hand mudra would come out naturally and you would connect at a deep, deep level to the air element. And also it would have a sound, and that sound is actually something I want to initiate the air element today with, and it is the sound of yum, yum. That's the sound of the air element. You got to do it between 3 and 5 times to initiate. And like they call it, to sound the blessing or the mantra. So let's do it together 3 more times. And give respect to the ancient and initiate with the sound of wind element. And notice our hands at the same time, because I would like the hands to find their own way. Find their own mudra, that's what it's called. The way the hands place, fingers are placed, and the hands and arms move. We talked about the power of the hands and the attention that we give to the hands and wrists with each meditation. This is the opportunity for those hands to find the right mudra that responds to the wind element. So here we go. Let's together, all together, sound, initiate, give the blessing of the wind element. And remember, when the thoughts come, give them freedom. Remember that they are the results of the matter arising. And bring them back to matter. By observing them, naming them, and finding their source within the body. And whether we're listening to our body and we receive pleasure sensation or pain sensation or neutral state sensation, remind yourself it is just a feeling. This is not us. We're simply grateful for the experience, but realize that this experience is not forever. It is impermanent. It will be changing. Usually when we experience pain, we experience resistance. When we experience pleasure, we usually welcome it. In our meditation, we're not judging. Appreciate, but do not own the feeling. Neither the pain nor the pleasure. Some people are addicted to pain the same way as others are addicted to pleasure. Some people look for it. That sensation to define themselves. We don't even know the difference. This is why, in many cases, people continue doing things that hurt themselves, sometimes on purpose, sometimes unconsciously. And then we define it as my feeling. My aches, my pleasure. And then even suffering becomes selfish. As we continue working with our karma, and working through old attachments. And we change the recognition of our existence. No longer attaching it to the pain or the pleasure. We often, our waters are so polluted, we can't define ourselves in any other way. We can't prove our own existence. It's hard even to describe it in words. So the moment we're able to define ourselves through my feelings, my aches, my pleasures, my pain, we're happy. It gives us happiness because we are finally proving our own existence. But then when we have a clearer mind, a clearer heart, we find happiness in other things. Who you are and with whom you are is no longer defined by those. Even though you still have actually much greater joy without the attachment from your experience. Hard to describe in words. Impossible, actually. You're doing well. Let's continue. For the fire element, but before we do, recognize that first we sound the blessing, the mantra, the inner key, inner command. Then we reflect it in the body. And as we do, we then share it in the form of mudra, or expression of the body, to share it. And in Tibetan understanding, we give it to the gods. And only then we receive for ourselves. Once we express it out, once we give back the old through those gestures, only then we receive back. And that is the order of things. And they express it in many different ways, in their posture, in their hand gestures, in their intention, in their mindset. Every single element has those four stages. Sounding a form of blessing, a mantra, reflecting it inside the body and then expressing it, giving it back in terms of posture, movement, image, sound that comes through, and then, and only then, receiving for self. Here we go. Let's pay attention to the fire element. Let's give it an internal command. Initiate the fire element inside the body. Please repeat after me. I want to receive a lot of energy. And experience the fire element within my body. And experience the fire element within my body. And pay attention. You can start with the heartbeat, like we have initiated before. It will also sound, as there is a mantra to the fire element. And we're going to repeat it 5 times. And the fire element mantra is Ram. The wind was Yam, and the fire is Ram. And let us do it together. Ram. and again like a scientist. Notice the sensations inside the body. Notice them as they change and bring the mind, give birth to the mind, the thought, the emotion. And as that captures, notice it then. Return back to the body, experience it inside. And there comes a cyclical exchange. Making room for the new. Very often, the time that is taken between the sounding of the mantra, the expressing of the body in the mudra, the time that they take is to allow the universe to accept their offering. So it's a humble sharing. So it's not only about us. Releasing our old karma, our old agitation. But it's also about the universe accepting it in a form of an offering. As it's neither good nor bad, our pain or our pleasure, our formulated thoughts, our sounds, are neither good nor bad as it comes to the universe. We have accepted them as good and bad. We have attached ourselves to them as pleasure or pain to define ourselves. But they're nothing but energy, energy of the four elements. As they go back to nature, they become a positive experience for others. Therefore, when we feel the rising of the heat in our body and it comes through certain images or feelings of anger, discomfort, unacceptance, or of love and devotion, of all of that, when we define ourselves by that, and then we say that it was something that we need to let go of, at no point is that harmful for our environment, or that at no point should that not be accepted back by the universe, because there is no harm in the energy itself. The harm was in the way we reacted and how it became a interference in us, within us, as it changed into the matter, as it became the illness, the cloud. In our waters, in our sky. There we go. You're doing very good. Quite a journey we're taking right now. Notice your body, notice your thoughts. Recognize the cyclical, the ever-changing experience. Appreciate it. And be surprised. Be surprised at what you're feeling inside. Let the surprise element happen. Don't try too hard. Don't push too hard. Just be in the moment. Be in the now. As much as you can. Whatever that means to you. The order in which we are taking the elements is the order of creation, according to the Tibet ancients. From wind to fire, from fire to water. So let's move to the element of water with the inner key, inner command. I want to receive a lot of energy. And initiate the water experience, the water element experience within my body. I want to receive a lot of energy and initiate the water element experience within my body. Of course, there is a mudra, a hand posture. And I want you to pay attention to your hands and wrists and see what naturally will come, what naturally will arise. No pressure, just like every other posture of the body. Let it come with the in-between postures, in-between mudras. Trust that there is no wrong when you're listening to the body from within. And of course, there is also a mantra. And the mantra is M-A-M. We're going to do this mantra together 5 times. Ma. continue observing. As matter changes into mind and mind changes into matter, continue reminding yourself of the process, sounding of the blessing, the mantra, of reflecting in the body, expressing, form of mudra. Of awaiting for the acceptance and expecting the acceptance of these blessings, of the offerings, that we give, and receiving the blessings back to ourselves as an order. In the many years of teaching, before I was even aware of the Tibetan mantras and mudras, I was fortunate not to be aware of them and often see them expressed in people in my private sessions, children and adults who have, when they freed themselves to a certain level, they would express those. And some of you who are here today, maybe you have expressed them as well without knowing their existence. As they were discovered exactly the same way, the moment you reach a certain vibration that resonates in clarity with the element, you would sound it. You would have the mudra, you would have the posture, just like the postures of the body are awakened from within. So would the sound or the image or the colors or the sensations and the thoughts. And all of us are aware of the hand mudra that comes in front of our chest with the two hands, the chest. A lot of us are almost initiated into that very naturally from the inside. A lot of us are familiar with the mudra that goes with the hands facing up at the level of the sixth or the seventh chakra, and the head tilted back. A lot of us are initiated into that at the moment of higher unity between the heart and the mind, between the fourth and the sixth or the seventh chakra. When there is unity, we feel the hands come together in front of us very naturally. We're also often initiated into body postures of kneeling forwards, going on our knees, or going into a lotus naturally without having to know of those postures or existence. And when free, you will see the initiation of the sound. Often we are not, we're just like we are throughout our lives, maybe through, you know, generations in our karmic history, we have been prohibited from expressing our body freely and expressing our mind freely and expressing our sound, hearing sound, or sounding out in an instinctive way. Would have been always seen as strange and maybe unhealthy. But when you touch the work that we are doing in Karma Secrets, you from day one are encouraged to express all that. Now, when we come in a more advanced level to recognize the existence of all those and some of those expressions we already made on our own. And remember, there's a purpose for this. The purpose is not the sounding and the beautiful sound or the experience of the vibrations in the body and the pleasure that they may give you. Remember not to. Attach yourself to that. Recognize that it changes. Remember not to be using the meditation to create new attachment. It's challenging. It's challenging because we are so used to classifying. I enjoyed this so much. I wish it would stay here with me. Or, oh, I can't. I couldn't handle this. I had so much anger, or so much discomfort inside of me. And then you continue reacting and creating new, bringing the clouds back. Or even worse, taking this feeling and then building on it because, and then the because takes you somewhere into the past and carves into the previous reaction, makes a deeper and deeper scar. They say that there are three types of reactions that we could have. One type is the lighter kind, the one that is almost as if you are making a mark in water. You know, if you were going to go in water and make a small mark, carve in water, the moment that you try and carve into the water, at that moment, that scar disappears. So even though you have done it, the moment you notice it, the moment you notice yourself doing it, at that moment it disappears. It's just like in water. Another one would be as if you were in sand. And in the sand on the beach, if you are going to make a mark, take a stick and make a mark in the sand. Maybe not right away, but as the waters are coming and going, maybe towards the end of the day, that will disappear as if it never existed. So that's another way that we react and then we're able to heal it. But there's another kind. Another kind is a little more permanent. And it is like carving in the stone. And very often there's some pains that keep coming back over and over again, no matter where we go, no matter what relationship we have, no matter what. Some pains or cravings that keep coming back. We change a job, we change a country, we change partner, we change many things, but yet those keep coming back. We keep carving into them deeper and deeper and deeper, and they keep surfacing over and over. But when they surface, we don't respond to them well. We attach ourselves to them, and we create a deeper and a deeper scar. And sometimes that those go on through our lives, and sometimes those come from our past lives, and we continue carving into them. The idea is to slowly let them go and to slowly let them surface and to properly get rid of them. And this is what we're doing right now. We're getting rid of the old and learning how not to create the new. And the magic is that the moment you don't create the new, we're going to talk about it a little bit more. At another time, but the moment you don't create the new, that moment you are guaranteed to be getting rid of the old. and the karma word. And even though, you know, you could do an amazing work with food and with your environment, setting up the environment properly, you know, bringing proper influence and inspiration around you, setting up all everything external the most perfect way, you know, have the proper sleep and food intake and nutrients, all of that, you're still bound to the old scars inside, and without specifically addressing them in the way that we are presenting, it's likely that we're going to continue carving in. We're going to see in our environment, we still find in our environment agitation or attachment, and continue carving. Beautiful. So let's move to our fourth element. And the fourth element, of course, is earth. Fourth in our cycle. So let's initiate the earth element in our body with our inner key. Please repeat it with your inner voice. If you don't repeat it, obviously, you don't create the, you know, you skip a step and the initial step of offering. And you won't initiate. So please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. To initiate the earth element within my body, I want to receive a lot of energy and initiate the earth element within my body. It has a mantra. And of course, it has a mudra as well. We're going to sound the mantra 5 times, and then we're going to express it. Allow the mudra to be born. And it is the sound of kaum or kung. And I'll do it together 5 times. and observe. Remember the stages we found, initiate. The mantra, the blessing. Reflect in the body in the form of mudra, expression of the body. Observe inward the expression, sound. Recognize that there is a stage of the universe receiving that, so we're not forcing it onto anyone or anything. It never goes to harm, but it becomes neutral in the universe. Either our pleasures or attachments of pleasure or anger, when it's leaving, it can do no harm from there, because it was just our own reactions to it that was harmful, and not the elements themselves. The elements are not harmful, the heat and the water and the air, they're not harmful, they're natural. They're back to nature. And it's important for us to understand that. Somewhere deep inside, we don't want to let go of the old thinking that could be, you know. Okay. And then the receiving. For self. And continuing the cycle. After a little bit of practice, everything we say right now becomes very aware, not forced. Very aware process. And as we continue being aware of the process itself, of the stages, we also begin experiencing new things. It becomes a much better tool in our hands. As our mind clears as well, our heart clears. Every single step here becomes masterful. Here we go. Before we are done today, we have just a moment left. Let's together sound the four elements, one after the other. Yeah. Yeah. Ra. Ma. Ka. If you have a few more moments, as always, please stay in this energy. Listen to the body as it self-regulates. Recognize the four elements, the wind, the fire, the water, and the earth in your internal sensations and reactions. Recognize that there's three ways we can react, and two of them are acceptable, and the third one that we carve is not so acceptable. It hurts us a lot. And the only way to get rid of it and not to continue carving is really to be able to reflect in the way we learn, and not to bring new fruits, and not to plant new seeds. Because they multiply real fast. Imagine one seed brings out a whole tree. Each of them, you know, each of the trees have fruits, and fruits have more seeds. So one seed is not one future challenge. One seed, one reaction that goes deep later brings out a whole new tree of fruit and seed that then you have to deal with. They're the same kind. They're exactly the same kind. Then become part of life and reality. With that, I hope I strengthen the intention towards the work we are doing. This is our day number 6 of Tibetan Karma. I appreciate you. I appreciate your effort in being here. And we'll be here again next time. Good luck. Good luck in your day. Notice, reflect, remember. Thank you.